9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, November 4th, the day before this big, huge election of our lifetime, election 2024. What are you going to do over the next 24 hours? Many of you are at work doing your business, taking care of the family, haven't voted yet, going to vote tomorrow, election day. But what are you going to do to get 10 extra people out to vote? We've already talked about the PAGS video. We've already talked about the 10xvotes.com website. During the break, I sent out 37 text messages earlier, people that requested them. Honestly, I thought most of you, my regular listeners, have already asked me for the PAGS video. I don't even know how many. As a matter of fact, I'm going to look and see if I can find during the break the folder to see how many of these I've actually sent out. You, responding to the show, heard the video, and you forwarded it to people. Kind of similar to what Officers Rick is doing with Missy's health program, what we've been doing. Vicky and I had an experience at the doctor's office a couple of weeks ago. We were at Munson Hospital there in Traverse City at one of their specialized departments. We were on the elevator together with a couple we've known for years. This goes all the way back to, 2012. We've known this couple for 12 years. Steve and Donna. They were on the elevator with us. And, you know, like you're usually in the elevator, you're kind of looking down at your shoes or up at the ceiling or looking at the panel. You're not really making eye contact with people. Well, I looked over and I saw them and I realized it was them. And I looked at Steve and I went, "Hey, Steve." And he's like, "I'm sorry, do I know you?" And I said, "Yeah, it's Randy Bishop." Him and Donna's mouths fell open. And Vicky was off to the side. I was across from them. She was kind of over in the corner away from them. I said, "Yeah, Vicky's here too." And they turned and looked at Vicky and their mouths fell open again looking at her. Did not even recognize us. Didn't share, of course, the information with them. They weren't really overly, you know, overweight, not fat. They've always been basically healthy people ever since we've known them, in good shape. But it was like, wow. Did not even recognize you. Share the information. That's all we're asking you to do. This is what this show basically does, is share the information. Sharing the information is what we're all about. Over the next 24 plus hours, almost 30 here now at 10:39, 10:40. Until 8 o'clock tomorrow night when the polls close. You have been tasked with a responsibility. This is something you have to do. This is something you have to do if you're going to participate if you're going to consider yourself to be part of this radio family. You have to get the video. You have to look up people on the website, 10xvotes.com. You need to find 10 people. That's all we're asking. Again, we have found a vehicle, a website, a searchable database that has identified 1.7 million Michigan Republicans that are low propensity voters. Again, in the last four, five, six elections, maybe they voted once or twice. People that you know, just like you know Missy from My Peer Health Solutions, just like you know all our other sponsors, just like you know Officer Rick, Downstate Kim, the list goes on and on and on. People that you know, people that you have stored in your phone, where all you have to do is look up their name on a list, on a database, searchable database, and see if in fact they are in there. And if they are, reach out to them. I've done it. Many of you have already done it. But for those of you who haven't done it, I have a very simple question. If not today or tomorrow morning, when? This election will be over at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. The polls close. The ballots will be counted. The information will be shared with the clerks. The clerks will then upload them to the Secretary of State. The Secretary of State will then issue the unofficial results, hopefully late tomorrow night or possibly on Wednesday. Canvassers. 83 counties in the state of Michigan, two Republicans, two Democrats, and a deputy clerk get together, the five of them, and go over the tabulator tapes to certify the elections. Here are the results. We hereby certify our county. Once all 83 counties are certified, it goes to the State Board of Canvassers for certification, and they will announce and certify the final results. The official results will then be known to everybody. But there is something that can be done between now and 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Whether you want to take the time to send me a text message, really? It's all it takes. My number again, 231-360-5140, 5140. Text me PAGS, I'll send you the video. I will then text you the 10X text message from Lance Griffin. Again, a Republican Electoral College elector. How to go to the website. Sign in, sign up, give them your information, and then search. Folks, if you don't do it today, when are you going to do it? And then you got to ask yourself a very simple question. If I don't do it, why am I not doing it? One of the things you have to understand, this is a process. This is a process. If you feel that it is your civic duty to vote, and you listen to the show on a regular basis, I hope, I pray to God that I have instilled in you to be a storyteller, to share information that you learn on this show. You have to understand that this is something that we have learned to do together. When I started doing text messages of information, for example, if you live in Presque Isle County, you text me PI, I send you the flyer from the Presque Isle County Republican Party. These are their endorsed supported candidates. If you live in Onaway, in the Onaway School Board, these are the candidates they chose to endorse and support. We talk about stories. We talk about Missy's website, ChuckerRandyHealth.com. We share this information with you for a reason, folks. We want you to understand this information, become informed, engaged, educated, and then share it. Share it. And this is all I'm asking and begging you to do today. Today is Monday, November 4th, 2024. Nobody's voting today. Absentee ballots have been submitted. If you have one, if you have an absentee ballot and you still want to vote with it, you can, but you have to do it in person tomorrow with your local clerk, your local polling place. 9 days of early voting is over. Started on Saturday, October 26th. It ended yesterday, Sunday, November 3rd at 5 p.m. Today, the clerks are closed as far as voting goes. You cannot vote today. They will tell you to come back tomorrow, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning till 8 p.m. tomorrow night. And then it's over. The most important election of our lifetime. I know everybody says, oh, Trucker, you say that every 4 years. I mean it this time. I absolutely mean it this time. Because, again, I have said this before on the radio. I believe this election is not about Republican versus Democrat. This is good versus evil. It's become very clear to me, very obvious, the agenda of Biden and Harris. Harris walls. The sign stealing that has taken place. I got a call this morning from Tom Stillings. He said, Randy, I just want to let you know all of your signs have been damaged, vandalized over the weekend. Every single sign that you've put up has been damaged. Cut down, spray painted, slashed, cut. Donald Trump signs, vote Republican signs, Victoria Bishop signs for Antrim County Clerk. They've all been damaged overnight. That's fine. I'm going to leave those signs up. I'm not going to try to go and repair them today. I'm not going to waste my time. I want the voters to see the vandalism, the damage somebody did to those signs. Democrats. We don't do that to their signs. We don't do that. We believe in First Amendment rights. We believe in private property rights. We believe people should be able to put a sign up in their yard showing the people they're supporting who they're voting for. That's your property. You pay property taxes. You have the right to do it. We've talked to other property owners down the street that are supporting our candidates. They've had us put up our signs on their property. And the Democrats want to vandalize signs. Think about that when you go to vote tomorrow, if you're undecided. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. MyPillow.com.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Mama Leone, I love that song. Brings back days at Michigan State University long, long, many lives ago. Great song. Billy Joel used to play it in the dorm all the time. What am I asking you to do? What am I asking you to do right now as you're listening live to this segment of hour number two here on this Monday, November 4th, which will be rebroadcasting tomorrow morning. You'll be hearing it roughly at about 7:51 a.m. heading into our third and final hour. Tomorrow morning, you're driving into work, 10 to 8, you're hearing this. What am I asking you to do? I'm asking you to text me four letters. Actually, a P word with four letters. Your phone will autocorrect it because everybody has sent me all kinds of things. I've asked you to send me PAGs. They've sent me PAYS. I understand four letters that start with a P. I will send you the PAGs video. After I send you the PAGs video, I'm going to send you a link to the website 10xvotes.com. I'm going to ask you to look up 10 people in your phone. That's what I'm asking you to do today, this afternoon, when the show repeats every 3 hours. I'm going to ask you to do this throughout the day. I'll be out probably standing in the rain, a light mist, down in Elk Rapids on US 31, just south of the light in Elk Rapids, holding signs and waving to the cars. One of the things you have to understand, folks, this is crunch time. This is it. This is your last day today, actually, and tomorrow. When I do the show 9 to noon tomorrow, this will be your last opportunity to have impact in your local community. Why do I say local community? Because you're going to share it with people you know in your community. Your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, people you go to church with. This is what we're going to ask you to do. Many of you know people downstate. I mean, heck, most of us that live up here used to live downstate. We decided to move to northern Michigan because we love northern Michigan. We've got people like Helen who spent the summer on Mackinac Island. She's now back in New York. This information, though, folks, can be shared with anybody, but ideally it needs to be shared locally. Within your community. We've got a county party that's done a great job vetting candidates in Presque Hill. Text me PI, I'll send you the flyer. They've also vetted Onaway School Board. I'll text you that information, share it with people. But most importantly, people that are basically saying, you know what? I hate both of these candidates. I don't like Trump any more than I like Harris. I'm not going to vote. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a dang. Whichever one wins, wins. I don't care. You have got to motivate them to care. You've got to motivate them, folks, with information. If they see that Pags video and they go, you know what? Joe Pags broke it down to numbers that have impacted my life. We've already talked about this. If Donald Trump had been president over the last 4 years, serving his last term as president, do you realize you'd have almost 10 grand in the bank right now, cash money? Every person listening to my voice would have $10,000 in the bank. Why do I say that? Gas prices and food prices. If you take the numbers and analyze the numbers and figure that you buy roughly 20 gallons on average, some of you buy less, some of you buy more, than 20 gallons of gasoline or diesel per week to go to work, to do your business, you'd have $4,000 in the bank right there. Food prices alone would have been another $4,000 in your bank account. The price of clothing, the price of electricity, the increased amount of utilities you've had to pay for your electricity in your home and your business. Some of you might even have more than 10 grand in the bank. I'm talking $10,000 cash money sitting in your bank account because you didn't vote in 2020. That's how much it's cost you because you didn't vote in 2022. Look at what the Democrats have done to the state of Michigan in the last 2 years with their control of the House, the Senate, and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Elections have consequences. Elections impact your lives. They absolutely, without a doubt, impact the direction of our country and our state and our communities. It's crunch time, people. I can't say it any easier than that. If not now, when? If not today or tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, it's over. The show will dramatically change on Wednesday because we will be reporting the results. We will be reporting on which counties have reported, which counties haven't, and we will be announcing results as they come in. Thursday and Friday, when the canvassers do their work, hopefully they get it certified on Thursday, Friday at the latest. Before the end of this week, we will know the direction of our future, our country, our state, and our counties. We've got a guest on in the next half hour who's all part of this process, deep in it. Tom Skolcote, a local township clerk in the UP. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig.